The following is a lecture entitled Taste the Bliss, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on April 28th, 2013, in Riga, Latvia.
Thank you very much.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagradatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Bharijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishakan Vitam Shcha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashadya Deshatarine. So, at the present moment, we are missing the bliss.
Šobrīd esošajā momentā mēs palaidām garām iespēju būt svētlaimi.
Just as a fish is meant to always be in the water.
Līdzīgi kā zivī, kas ir, kurai vienmēr vajadzētu būt ūdenī.
We are always meant to swim in an ocean of unlimited bliss.
Mēs pēc savas dabas, pēc savas būtības, mums vienmēr vajadzētu peldēt tādu nepārtrauktas svētlaimes okeānā.
And just as a fish may be accidentally tossed upon the beach by the action of the waves,
līdzīgi kā dažkārt vilnis izmet krastā zivi,
and suffers in great agony flapping in on the beach,
un tad zivs krastā sitās tur agonijā pret smiltīm.
We have been tossed by the waves of the material energy on the beach of birth and death.
Līdzīgi materiālās enerģijas vīļiņi mūs ir izmetuši dzīvības un nāves krastā.
Therefore we are not satisfied.
Un tāpēc mēs neesam apmierināti.
One may try to satisfy the fish who is trapped on the beach.
Kāds var mēģināt apmierināt to zivi, kas ir nokļuvusi krasta gūstā.
One may give him some money.
Var mēģināt iedot zivī naudu.
A beautiful girlfriend,
vai skaista draudzene,
a nice sports car,
vai kādu sporta mašīnu.
So much facility you may give the fish who is trapped on the beach.
Jūs varat piedāvāt zivī tik daudz dažādu iespēju.
But the poor fish cannot be happy.
Bet nabaga zivs nebūs laimīga.
Because he's on the beach.
Jo viņi ir krastā.
He's not in his natural habitat of the water.
Viņi nav savā dabiskajā dzīves vidē.
So that is our present position.
Un tāds ir arī mūsu esošais stāvoklis.
We are in a natural atmosphere.
Mēs esam nedabiskā atmosfērā, vidē.
Which is not according to our nature.
Kas nav saskaņā ar mūsu dabu.
Therefore, no matter how much facility you may have here on this the beach of material existence.
Un tāpēc, neatkarīgi no tā, kāda visāda labuma un iespējas jums nebūtu šajā te materiālajā krastā.
We're not satisfied.
Mēs nebūsim laimīgi.
We may have money.
Jums var būt nauda.
We may have power.
Jums varētu būt vara.
We may have prestige.
Varētu būt prestiž.
But still we are not satisfied.
Bet vienalga, mēs neesam apmierināti.
So, how to get back to our original natural atmosphere?
Kā gan mums nokļūt atpakaļ savā dabiskajā vidē?
That is called the yoga system.
Un to sistēmu sauc par yoga sistēmu.
There are different types of yogas.
Ir dažādas jogas.
There is jnana yoga.
Ir jnana yoga.
The yoga of mental speculation.
Tā ir yoga, kurā cilvēki nododās prātojumiem.
The absolute truth is not this, it is not that, it is not this, it is not that.
Absolūtā patiesība, tas nav šis, tas nav arī tas, tas nav arī šis.
One can practice the system of jnana yoga negating all the false happinesses.
Un tas, kurš praktizē šo tēmu sistēmu jnana yoga, tas to dara noliedzot to, kas nav laime.
But by such process it will take millions and millions of years to achieve the supreme happiness.
Bet tādā veidā, atsakoties no tā, kas nav laime, tas process paņem miljoniem miljoniem gadu, lai sasniegtu atbildes jautājumu, kas tad ir laime.
Or one may perform the system known as Ashtanga Yoga.
Vai viens cilvēks varētu praktizēt sistēmu, ko sauc Ashtanga Yoga?
Going to a secluded place in the forest or in the Himalayas.
Dodoties uz vientuļu vietu Himalajos.
Remaining in yoga asan all day long, every day.
Un ikdienu atrodoties kādās jogas asanās.
Practicing pranayama, deep breathing.
Praktizējot pranayama, elpošanas vingrinājumus.
That will also take millions of years to achieve perfection through the Ashtanga yoga system.
Bet arī sakojot Ashtanga yoga sistēmai, tas prasīt miljoniem gadu, lai sasniegt pilnību.
But there is another system called Bhakti Yoga.
Bet ir vēl kāda sistēma, to sauc Bhakti Yoga.
This is the known as the fast track yoga system.
Un to, tā, šī sistēma ir zināmas kā tāds īsais ceļš, ātrais ceļš.
Through the Bhakti Yoga system, one can quickly and easily achieve the original divine consciousness within.
Un sakojot šim te ceļam, šai te praksei cilvēks var ātri un viegli sasniegt to dievišķo būtību, kas ir viņā.
Just like if there is a tall building,
kā, piemēram, ja ir augsta celtne,
100 stories high,
100 stāv augstumā.
One can go up the stairways, walk the stairwell to go to the top.
Viens cilvēks, lai nokļūtu tajā 100. Stāvā, var iet pa trepēm.
It will take a very long time.
Un tas prasīs ilgu laiku.
Or you can get on the elevator.
Vai jūs varat iekāpt liftā.
So, it is given in the Kali Santarana Upanishad.
Un Kali Santarana Upanishadā ir teikts.
What is the elevator for this age of Kali?
Kas gan ir šis lifts šim te laikmetam Kali?
We are presently in the age known as Kali.
Mēs šobrīd dzīvojam laikmetā, ko sauc par Kali laikmetu.
It is a dark materialistic age.
Tā ir ļoti tumšs un materialistisks laikmets.
When the world is full of quarrel and fighting.
Tas ir laikmets, kad pasaule ir pilnībā iegrimusi dažādos strīdos un
family members fight with each other.
Ģimenes locekļi savā starpā strīdās.
Friends fight with each other.
Draugi strīdās.
Communities fight with each other.
Dažādas sabiedrības daļas.
Nations fight with each other.
Un nācijas karo savā starpā.
It's an age when it's very difficult to find permanent peace.
Un tas ir laikmets, kad ir ļoti grūti rast pastāvīgu mieru.
Because there's so much quarrel going on in the world.
Tāpēc, ka nepārtraukti pasaulē tik daudz dažādu strīdu notiek.
But there is one remedy.
Bet ir kāds zāles.
For this age of Kali.
Šim te Kali laikmetam.
As I have just quoted this Kali Santarana Upanishad.
Kā es jau minēju, Kali Santarana Upanishada min šīs zāles.
It is stated in that Upanishad.
Šajā Upanishadā ir teikts.
That if one chants this Hare Krishna mantra,
ja cilvēks skandē Hare Krishna mantra,
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, one can quickly become free from the quarrelsome influence of this age of Kali.
Tad, ja cilvēks skandē šo te mantru, tad viņš ātri atbrīvojas no šī laikmeta kašķīgās ietekmes.
And enter into a state of great transcendental bliss.
Un viņš nonāk stāvoklī, kurā viņš izjūt lielu pārpasaulīgu svētlaimi.
So, what I am saying in short is this.
Un īsumā, ko es gribu pateikt, ir lukas.
If you don't want to miss the bliss,
ja jūs nevēlaties palaist garām svētlaimi,
chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, having said that, I think we should chant.
Es domāju, ka mums ir jāpaskandē.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Gaura Bhavanandi Krishna's holy name Ki Jai. Actually, I just want to tell you about Krishna, really. If you want the nectar, there's a person named Krishna, and he's real, he's not an imagination.
Jūs vēlties nektāru, tad ir tāda personība, vārdā Krišna, un tas nav nekāds izdomājums.
He's really an amazing person. I mean,
tā ir apbrīnojama personība.
He's a supreme superstar.
Viņš ir visaugstākā līmeņa superzvaigzne.
There's nobody more powerful than Krishna.
Neviens nav varenāks par Krišnu.
There's nobody more good-looking than Krishna.
Neviens nav izskatīgāks par Krišnu.
There's nobody more renounced than Krishna.
Nav neviens tāds, kas atteikties no visiem tiem labumiem vairāk kā Krišna.
There's nobody smarter than Krishna.
Nav neviens gudrāks par Krišnu.
There's nobody that knows more than Krishna.
Nav neviens, kas zina vairāk par Krišnu.
He's super rich.
Viņš ir super bagāts.
I mean, he owns everything, really.
Un viņam pieder viss.
And he's more famous than anybody in the history of the universe.
Un viņš ir slavenāks par jebkuru personību visuma vēsturē.
And you can actually meet him.
Un jūs patiesībā varat satikt.
You can be an intimate personal associate of Krishna.
Jums var būt ļoti tuvas attiecības ar Krishna.
Through the system of Bhakti Yoga.
Pateicoties Bhakti Yoga's system.
May say, well, how is that possible? I mean, why would you want to associate with somebody like me? I mean, I'm pretty low class, you know. But in Krishna's vision, everybody is high class. Because we're his kids, we're his children. The parent always sees the children as being very special and wonderful. So we're all the children of Krishna, actually. And therefore he loves each and every one of us as his most dear child. So it's not difficult to gain access to Krishna. Just like if I was going to go to Washington, D.C. to meet with President Obama, they wouldn't let me in. The Secret Service wouldn't let me through. But if I was his son, I could immediately get in, you see. No problem. So, because we are all the children of God, it is not difficult to directly access God. All we have to do is stop trying to be rebellious.
Viskas mums ir jādara, mums ir jāatsakās no sava šī te dumpinieciskā satieksmes.
Right now we are the children of God, that's of them.
Mums jāpārtrauc būt dumpiniekiem, bet mēs esam
But tie. We are runaway children of God.
Un lai gan esam viņa bērni, mēs esam tie bērni, kas ir pametuši mājas.
We have run away from home.
Mēs aizmukuši no mājām.
And we are suffering in the street of this material existence.
Un tagad mēs ciešam uz materiālās eksistences ielas.
So is that a very intelligent thing to be a runaway?
Vai ir saprātīgi mukt projām?
When your father is unlimitedly rich.
Ja jūsu tēvs ir neierobežoti bagāts.
Unlimitedly kind.
Neierobežoti laipns.
Full of all good qualities.
Kuram piemīt visas labās īpašības.
So all we have to do is get back home again.
Viskas mums jādara, jāatgriežas mājās.
There's no place like home.
Jo nav labāks vietas par mājām.
And it's not Latvia.
Un tā nav Latvija.
It's Krishna Loka.
Tā ir Krishna Loka.
And if we would chant Krishna's name,
ja mēs atkārtosim, skandēsim Krishna's vārdu,
the mantra becomes an airplane.
Tad mantra kļūst par lidmašīnu.
In Sanskrit it's called mantra vimana.
Sanskritā to sauc mantra vimana.
The mantra becomes an airplane that will actually take us back to Krishna.
Tā mantra kļūst par lidmašīnu, kas mums aizvedīs atpakaļ pie Krishnas.
You may say, well, how could I do that? I mean, I have a job, I have a family, I have to go to work on Monday morning. I mean, how could I do that, you know?
Kāds var teikt, bet kā gan to var izdarīt, jo man taču ir ģimene, man ir darbs, man pirmdien jāiet uz darbu atkal.
I'm talking about an inner journey of the soul.
Es runāju par dvēseles dzīvi iekšēju ceļojumu.
You can keep your externals just like they are now.
Jūs varat ārējos visus apstākļus atstāt tādus, kādi tie ir šobrīd.
You may be working on a college degree.
Jūs varbūt studējat, jā.
You may be running a business trying to defeat your competitors.
Varbūt, ka jūs vadāt kādu biznesu cenšoties.
You may be in the process of getting married.
Varbūt jūs šobrīd domājat par laulībām.
You can continue all those things.
Jūs varat turpināt visu to.
That's external.
Tas viss ir ārējs.
But internally, you have to make that journey back to Krishna if you want to taste the bliss,
ja jūs vēlaties izbaudīt svētlaimi,
which is your constitutional nature.
Kas ir jūsu dabis, kas jūsu sapotnējā daba.
Because I can guarantee you this.
Es jums varu lūk, ko garantēt.
You will not find the bliss in this material world.
Jūs neatradīsiet svētlaimi šajā materiālajā pasaulē.
Oh, you'll find it temporarily here, that's for sure. But it comes and it goes away eventually as we get older and older, it just goes away and becomes very miserable. That's why you need to make the inner journey. That's why you need to go back to Krishna, who is already there within your heart.
Tāpēc jums ir jāatgriežas atpakaļ pie Krishnas, kurš jau ir arī jūsu sirdīs.
So we're requesting you that every day you should chant this Hare Krishna mantra.
Tas, ko mēs lūdzam, lai jūs katru dienu atkārtotu šo Hare Krishna mantru.
You should study the Bhagavad Gita as it is, which is the textbook for those who, this is the roadmap for those who want to make the inner journey back to Krishna.
Un mēs lūdzam, lai jūs studētu Bhagavad Gītu tādu, kā ir, jo tā ir karte šim te iekšējiem ceļojumam.
Chant Hare Krishna and mold your life according to the teachings of the Gita.
Skandējiet Hare Krishna un veidojiet savu dzīvi saskaņā ar Bhagavad Gītu.
By doing this, you will find Krishna.
Un to darot, jūs atradīsiet Krishna.
You will meet Krishna.
Jūs satiksiet Krishna.
You will experience how Krishna is within every atom.
Jūs pieredzēsiet to, o kā Krishna ir katrā atomā.
And he's also between the atoms as well.
Un turklāt viņš arī starp atomiem.
There's no place where Krishna is not present.
Nav tādas vietas, kur Krishna nebūtu klātesošs.
You just have to learn how to connect with them.
Jums vienkārši jāmācās, kā ar viņu izveidot saikni.
And the key is love.
Un tā atslēga ir mīlestība.
You have to have faith that Krishna is real.
Jums ir jāties, ka Krishna ir reāls.
And if you give your love to Krishna, you will feel how Krishna is present.
Un ja jūs sniegsiet Krishna savu mīlestību, tad jūs jutīsiet, kā viņš ir klātesošs.
And you will gradually more and more experience his presence within everything.
Un arvien vairāk jūs izjutīsiet viņa klātesamību jebkurā situācijā, jebkurā vietā.
And the more you experience Krishna's presence,
un jo vairāk jūs izjutīsiet Krishna's klātesamību,
the more you will taste the most inconceivable happiness.
Jo vairāk jūs izbaudīsiet visneaptveramāko mūžu.
The more you will have the most amazing knowledge and consciousness of everything.
Jums būs apbrīnojamas zināšanas un apziņa par visu.
And the more you will become an ocean of love.
Un jūs, jo vairāk jūs kļūsiet par mīlestības okeānu.
So I can ask if there's any questions.
Tagad es jautāju, vai ir jautājumi?
Yes.
If this elevator to bliss is as easy as you make it sound, is it safe to assume that everyone in the Krishna consciousness movement lives in perpetual bliss and perfection? For example, if you would get a show of hands from the people gathered here, how many can raise their hands and say, my life is a perfect bliss?
Varētu jūs atkārtot vēlreiz šo jautājumu?
Jautājums, ja šis tilts uz laimi, kā viņš to nosauca, ir tik ātrs un viegls, kā skolotājs teica, tad Vai mums jāuzskata, ka visi, kas jau ir šajā Krišnas atziņas kustībā, dzīvo perfektu un svētlaimīgu dzīvi? Un cik daudz no jums var pacelt roku un teikt, man dzīve ir perfekta svētlaimīga?
Everyone in the Krishna consciousness movement is experiencing bliss, that's why they're here.
Katrs, kas ir Krišnas apziņā, izbauda svētlaimi, tas ir iemesls, kāpēc viņi ir šeit.
Now, to what extent they're experiencing it, that depends on how far they advance in Krishna consciousness.
Taču, cik lielā mērā viņi to izjūt, tas ir atkarīgs no tā, cik lielā mērā viņi ir progresējuši uz šī ceļa.
In the beginning, they have 1% bliss, you see.
Sākotnē, viņiem ir 1% svētlaimes.
As they advance, it becomes 2%.
Tad, kad viņi pavirzās uz priekšu, tie ir 2%.
And then one becomes a pure devotee, it's 100%.
Tad, kad viņi kļūst par tīriem Dieva kalpiem, tad tie ir 100%.
So in the beginning, it's a mixture.
Sākotnēji, tas ir sajaukums.
Bliss and anxiety mixed.
Tad ir svētlaime un dažādas rūpes un ciešanas sajaukušas kopā.
But that bliss, that even if he's a devotee, a brand new devotee, is experiencing a lot of anxiety.
Taču, ja jauns bhakti, tas, kurš pievienojas, viņam ir
which is normal. A new young devotees do have a lot of anxieties as well.
Jā, tas ir normāli. Pie jauniem baktām, tie, kas pievienojas kustībā, ir daudz dažādas.
But that little bit of bliss that they do have, you see, from beginning Krishna consciousness,
tā mazā svētlaimība, kas viņiem ir pašā sākumā jau,
is a million times better than any kind of material bliss.
Ir daudz labāka miljonu reižu nekā jebkāda veida materiālā svētlaimība.
Because it's pure.
Tāpēc, ka tā ir tīra.
It exists beyond time and space.
Tāpēc, ka tā eksistē ārpus laika un telpas.
Time will not take it away like material bliss goes away by the influence of time.
Un laiks neatņem šo te svētlaimi, kā laiks to dara ar jebkādu materiālu laimi.
So yeah, we don't claim that all of our members are paramahamsas, that we're pure devotees on the highest level of bliss. We don't claim that.
Mēs neapgalvojam, ka visi mūsu biedri paramahamsas, tātad visaugstākā līmeņa Dieva kalpi.
But the fact is that more than one advances in Krishna consciousness, that bliss becomes, you know, 10%, 20%, 30%, gradually it comes to 100%.
Bet fakts ir, ka tas, kurš progresē pa šo ceļu, tad tas svētlaimes procents arvien palielinās, 10, 20, 30.
You may say, but I don't believe that, that's just a bunch of hype.
Jūs varētu teikt, es neticu tam, tas vienkārši kaut kāds tās ir muļķības vai kaut kāda moclība.
But I say the taste of the pudding is in the eating.
Bet es varētu teikt, ka tā pierādījums pudiņam ir to apēt.
You may have, someone may have never experienced what is strawberry ice cream.
Pudiņi garši, jūs varbūt nekad neesat izmēģinājuši zemeņu saldējumu.
And I tell them, this is the most amazing thing you've ever had in your whole life. It's so delicious. This is organic strawberry ice cream.
Un es jums varētu teikt, wow, tā ir brīnišķīgākā lieta, ko vispār varētu pamēģināt, tas ir organisms.
It's really, really good. Everybody who tastes it, loves it.
Un ik viens, kas to ir pamēģinājis, tam garšo tas saldējums.
And someone may say, well, I think that's just hype. I don't think there's any, I don't think it tastes good at all.
Un kāds varētu teikt, nē, tās ir muļķības, vispār tas noteikti nemaz tā negaršo.
So you're not going to get me to eat any of that strawberry ice cream.
Es nemaz negribu pamēģināt to.
This is just false propaganda. Strawberry ice cream is good. It's just some lying propaganda. I don't believe in.
Tā ir kaut kāda propaganda, kaut kāda zemiņu saldējuma reklāma.
Therefore, I'm never going to taste strawberry ice cream. Get it out of here. Just don't even tell me about strawberry ice cream. I don't want anything to do with it. It's just hype.
Is it?
So some people think that about Krishna consciousness. So all I can say is, if you want to see if it's really tasty or not, there's only one way to find out, and that's to give it a fair go.
Un ja vienīgais veids, kā pārliecināties, vai tas tā ir, vai tas tā nav, ir dot tam, ko sprātīgi iespēju pamēģināt to.
But I can tell you this, anybody who actually takes up this process strictly according to Prabhupada's teachings.
Un es varu teikt, ka ik viens, kurš cieši saskaņā Prabhupada's mācībām sekot šim procesam.
Not doing it in their own concocted way, but actually following, doing it the way that Prabhupada says to do it.
Nevis dara to pa savam, bet dara to tā, kā Prabhupada to ir noteicis darīt.
They'll become spiritually enlightened in due course.
Tas noteikti pēc noteikta laika kļūst garīgi apskaidrots.
Now, a lot of people come to our movement, they come and go Why? Because they didn't strictly follow the recipe.
Ir ļoti daudz cilvēku, kas pievienojas kustībai un pēc tam no tās atkrītu, vienkārši kāpēc? Tāpēc, ka viņi nesekotēja receptē, kas dotu Bhagavad Gītā.
Just like if I give you a cookbook with a recipe for banana bread.
Piemēram, es jums iedošu pavāru grāmatu un tur būs recepti kā banāna pīrāgu uzcept.
And I tell you, well this, you know, you follow this cookbook, you're going to get some really great banana bread if you follow the recipe in this cookbook.
Un es jums teikšu, jūs sekosiet šai receptē, jums izdosies izcept garšīgu banānu.
See, okay, well, he said, well, I want to see if this cookbook is any good or not. I'm going to try making some banana bread. So, instead of strictly following the recipe, you decide to concoct a little bit.
Un bet tā vietā, lai sakotu precīzi receptē, jūs izdomājat veikt savus kaut kādus.
And you leave out the baking powder.
Un tad jūs cepat bez, kas cepam pulveris tas ir.
So do you get some really great banana bread?
Un vai rezultātā tad jūs iegūsiet garšīgu banānu puku?
No, you get a bunch of goo in the bottom of the pan. So some people do carnivore movement. They say, I'm going to give this a try, but then they don't strictly follow the recipe. I don't want to do it Prabhupada's way. I'm going to be Krishna conscious my way. It doesn't work. Krishna says you have to follow the spiritual master. But anybody who has strictly followed Prabhupada's instructions, they've all become highly advanced devotees, full of bliss. That's a fact.
But ik viens, kurš ir strikti sekojis Prabhupada's norādījumiem, ir sasniedzis augstu garīgo līmeni. Tas ir fakts.
It takes time.
Tas prasa laiku.
It takes years of practice to get to the higher levels.
Lai sasniegtu augstākos līmeņus, tas prasa gadiem pielikt pūles.
Because we've been diseased with the false bodily conception for millions and millions of births.
Tāpēc, ka mēs esam slimojuši ar šo te ideju par to, ka mēs esam šis ķermenis miljoniem dzīvi.
To get out of it, you know, instantly is it could happen, but generally it doesn't happen that way.
Nekavējoties tikt ārā no šī stāvokļa, teorētiski tas var notikt, bet parasti tas tā nenotiek.
Generally it takes many, many years of dedicated practice to reach the higher levels of transcendental bliss.
Un parasti tas prasa gadiem pielikt pūles, lai sasniegtu kādus no augstiem līmeņiem.
But anyone who seriously follows this process according to Prabhupada's teachings will feel how they are making progress every day.
Bet tas, kurš nopietni sekos Prabhupada's norādījumiem, jutīs, kā viņš progresē katru dienu.
And that progress will greatly encourage and enthuse them as they undergo the struggles of being a new devotee.
Un tad, kad šie jaunie bhaktas iet cauri šīm te grūtībām, šie te panākumi viņus iedvesmo, šis progress viņus iedvesmo.
So, any other questions?
No kādi jautājumi?
Yes.
Listen, those people who are here, they're feeling some bliss. They are not being paid.
How many people are feeling bliss from Krishna consciousness? Raise your hands. Raise them high. Okay. That's pretty good. Yeah. I'm tasting a lot of bliss.
They are not being paid to be here.
Yeah. I'm blissed out. I'll tell you the truth. I'm blissed out.
Es jautāju, cik cilvēki izjūtas svētlēm, bet no tā, ka progresējuši svētlēm, no tā, ka viņi seko Krišņas apziņē. Turklāt, Mātiņš saka, viņiem jau nemaksā neviens par to, ka viņi ir šeit.
Do you have a question? Okay.
My name is Agnes, and I would like to ask a question. As I'm a medicine student, I would like to know your opinion about such problems in our modern world as abortion, euthanasia process, and how does it connect with the soul when it really disconnects with the body? And if a person is suffering from a disease that is not cured, is it okay just to help him to pass the life and to finish it? Or is
you're asking about abortion and euthanasia both?
Yes.
Okay.
Tad jautājums ir par eitanāziju un abortiem, kāds ir skolotāja viedoklis, un ja cilvēks ir neglābīgi slims vai ir pareizi palīdzēt viņam aiziet no šīs dzīves.
Yeah, those are two entirely different subjects, but I'll answer both of them.
Tie ir pilnīgi dažādi tās tēmas, bet es pacientīšos atbildēt uz abām.
Euthanasia means to kill someone who wants to be killed.
Eitanāzija nozīmē nogalināt kādu, kurš vēlas, lai viņu nogalina.
Because they're suffering very much in some disease condition.
Tāpēc, ka viņi ļoti cieši no kādas slimības.
If someone who is actually Krishna conscious,
tas, kurš ir Krišnas apziņā,
they find that a terminal disease is not some horrible, distressful condition.
Viņi raugās uz šīm te neizdziedināmajām slimībām. Viņas neredz tās kā kaut kāds šausmīgu apstākli.
In other words, euthanasia is used on people who have a terminal disease.
Tātad eitanāzija izmanto attiecībā uz cilvēkiem, kuriem neizdziedināmas slimības.
They're going to die anyway, but it's going to be a long, slow, painful death. So they speed it up by euthanasia.
Tātad viņi mirtu vienalga, bet ar eitanāzijas palīdzību šo procesu pātrina.
But for a Krishna-conscious person,
bet cilvēkam, kas ir Krišnas apziņā,
death is a wonderful celebration.
Nāve ir brīnišķīgi svēti.
I'm preparing myself for entering in the spiritual world.
Es sagatavoju sevi ieiešanai garīgajā pasaulē.
So a devotee, instead of wanting to artificially terminate his life through euthanasia, he says, let me leave it up to Krishna when I shall leave my body.
Tas, kurš ir Krišnas apziņā, tad viņš saka, tā vietā, lai pārtrauktu savu esamību šajā ķermenī, es uzticu to Krišnam, lai tā ir viņa izvēle, kam ar mani, kam
let me spend my final days fully absorbing myself in Krishna consciousness.
Un es vēlos savas pēdējās dienas pavadīt pilnībā gremdējoties savu apziņu Krišnā.
Instead of killing or euthanizing, let's say it politely, instead of euthanizing a terminally sick devotee, what we do is we surround him with kirtan.
Un tas, ko mēs darām, ja mūsu priekšā ir neglābjami slims cilvēks, tad mēs nevis no viņa atbrīvojamies, viņu nogalinot.
24-hour kirtan, we surround him with all the devotees come and they give him a loving kirtan, 24 hours a day.
Bet mēs nodrošinām, ka 24 stundas diennaktī ap viņu ir citi bhaktas, kas dzied kirtan, 24
skandu so bhaktas. Deeply absorb himself in meditation beyond his body.
Lai viņš dziļi var gremdēties meditācijā ārpus savu ķermeņa.
So in this way, instead of euthanasia, we call it kirtanasia. Now, as far as abortion goes, people have an abortion because they didn't want to have the baby.
Cilvēki veic abortus, tāpēc, ka viņi nevēlas, lai viņiem būtu bērni.
So we also have a process of avoiding unwanted children.
Un arī mums ir process, kā izvairīties no nevēlamiem bērniem.
It's called brahmachari. Celibacy.
Celibats.
If you don't want to have a kid, don't have sex.
Jūs nevēlaties, lai jums būtu bērni.
But how can I be happy without sex?
Atturīties no seksa, bet kā viņus būs laimīgs bez
seksa? Well, once you really get into chanting, you'll actually experience that it's much better than sex.
Patiesībā, jūs pilnībā gremdēsieties svētā vārda skandēšanā, jūs pārliecināsieties, kas ir tas daudz labāks nekā seks.
So for someone who's absorbing Krishna consciousness, they don't even need sex.
Un tas, kurš ir gremdējies Krišnas apziņā, viņam nav nepieciešams.
Unless they want to have a kid.
Ja vien viņi nevēlās bērnus.
And then they have sex because they want to have a kid.
Un tad viņiem ir seks, tāpēc, ka viņi vēlas bērnus.
So then there's no question of abortion for a devotee, you see.
Un tad bhaktām, dievu kalpiem, nav jautājums par abortiem.
In fact, we have a procedure that before we have sex, if the husband and wife want to have a kid,
mums ir procedūra, ja vīrs un sieva vēlas bērnu,
they'll have sex just once a month.
Tad viņiem ir seksuālas attiecības reizi mēnesī.
And they'll chant 50 rounds. You know this japa mala we chant on the beads? You know that? About that? Yeah, we have each chant on the beads. Let's see, 108 repetitions of the Maha Mantra. And we chant 50 times around the beads, which is 50 times
108.
So it's like, let's see, 1,728, something like 3,000 repetitions of the Hare Krishna mantra. Before having sex, just to purify the act of sex.
Un tātad, lai attīrītu savus tās seksuālās attiecības, viņiem ir 50 dāpriet mahamantras.
For attracting a saintly child to take birth in the womb.
Un iemesls, kāpēc viņi to dara, lai skaitot mantras skaitīšanas rezultātā, tiktu ieņemts svēts cilvēks.
So there was one couple who had waited a whole month to have sex.
Ir stāsts tāds par vienu pāri, kas veselu mēnesi gaidīja, lai viņiem būtu šis attiecības.
For having a kid. And they chanted 50 rounds of on the they chanted 50 rounds of the Maha Mantra on the beads. And the husband and wife were getting so much bliss, so much ecstasy from Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. They said, let's wait till next month to have sex. We like sex.
Mums patīk sex.
We're not against sex.
Mēs neesam pret sexu.
Because we like to have Krishna conscious children to populate the world.
Mēs vēlamies, lai būtu bērni Krishna sapziņā.
So we have sex, we're producing saintly kids.
Pasauli, tāpēc mums...
Other than that, we have no interest in sex.
Lai būtu svēti cilvēki nākt pasauli.
Therefore, there's no question of abortion for a Krishna conscious person.
Un tāpēc cilvēkiem Krishna sapziņā nav jautājums par abortiem.
And the karma of abortion is very heavy.
Un, bet karma, kas nāk, tātad sekas par abortiem ir ļoti...
If I kill my kid...
Ja es nogalinu savu bērnu...
He will take birth again and kill me.
Viņš tik un tā piedzims un nogalinās.
In the future lifetime, I'll be the kid in the womb and I'll be killed in the womb by the very child that killed me. The very child that I killed will take birth and I'll be the child and he'll kill me within the womb. That's the karma for abortion.
Tas bērns, kas tika ieņemts un kurš tika nogalināts, tad kādās no nākamajām dzīvēm es kļūšu par viņu bērnu, es tikšu nogalināts.
So who wants to be killed by their own kid?
Kurš vēlas, lai viņu nogalina viņu pašu bērns?
There is another reason not to have abortion.
Un tas ir vēl viens iemesls neveikt abortus.
What actually happens to this kid who goes...
He takes birth again as a human being and kills the person who killed him. He gets even. It's karmically. Yeah.
Kas notiek ar to cilvēku, kurš tad pakļauts abortam? Viņš vienalga piedzimst kā cilvēks un viņš nogalina to cilvēku, kas veica abortu.
But what if I did it already? I had a few, abortion or two. What am I going to do? No, oh my God.
Jautājums ir tāds, ja ir veikti abortu šobrīd, ko tad lai dara?
A lot of people have had abortions. You know, it's a very common thing now.
Ļoti, tā ir parasta lieta aborti. Un tad...
What if I did it now? I have to be aborted myself. Oh my God, a horrible fate. What am I going to do?
Kāds tad liktenis mani sagaida?
Well, the good news is if you surrender to Krishna,
labā ziņa, jūs uzticat sevi Krishnam,
you're freer from the reaction.
Jūs tiekat atbrīvot no reakcijām.
You won't have to be aborted if you surrender to Krishna.
Jūs netiksiet pakļauti abortam nākamajās dzīvēs.
Krishna says, I sarvape mokshayami, sarvapapebhyo mokshayami, mokshayami, I wipe out all your karma if you surrender to me.
Viņš saka, es atbrīvoju jūs no karmas, ja jūs uzticat sevi man.
Any other questions? Let's see if the newcomers are first priority.
Can I have another question?
Let's see if anyone else says. All right, go ahead.
So you were just saying that God, you're saying God is a singular person, as far as I understand, and also he's in every atom.
Yes.
Right? To me, first impression is like, oh my God, some guy is following me around everywhere.
Yes,
I
yes.
Never want that.
Yes, yes.
Since I'm alone.
That means you're a criminal. A criminal is very nervous if the police are around. As a law-abiding citizen feels protected if you see the police around. That means you're a criminal.
No.
I just till this point translate. Jautājums bija kā, jūs man pateicāt, ka Dievs ir, lai gan viņš ir viena personība, bet tajā pašā laikā viņš ir katrā atomā. Tas nozīmē, ka ir kaut kāds džeks, kas man nepārtraukti seko. Un skolotājs saka, nu kā, jūs taču noziedznieks, jūs uztraucaties par to, jo noziedznieki uztraucās par to, ka viņiem kāds seko, bet cilvēki, likumpaklausīgi cilvēki par to absolūti nesatraucās.
I didn't mean it in a legal way, but in a personal way. You know, everyone... You know, need some time alone, and as a person, I don't find this idea.
Do you like being? You like being alone?
Now and then, you know.
So do you like to have people around you for being alone? What
I
do you like?
Change.
Huh?
I like to change between being alone and being in communication with. So.
Jautājums, nē, es nerunāju to tādā ziņā, likumiskā veidā es runāju par to, ka katrs cilvēks dažkārt vēlas pabūt viens.
So you like 50-50, 50-50 with people and 50-50 alone? What is your percentage? How much you like to be alone? 10%?
Skoties jautā, cik procentuāli tu gribi būt atsevišķi?
How much time do you spend alone now?
Maybe 60%.
60%,
yeah. Well, if you prefer to be alone, Krishna will leave you alone. You can be alone if you like, yeah. Krishna will let you do that if you want. Krishna is very kind. He's not going to force you to have his association. He only reveals himself to those who want to have him. If he'd rather not have Krishna around, he'll make himself absent for you. That's his kindness upon you. Okay, any other questions?
There is a...
Yes, sir.
Man ir tikai tāds vēl uzvedinošāks jautājums par iepriekšējo tēmu, vai nav tēmas kontekstā jāpievērš uzmanība tam, ka tajā brīdī, kad es esmu identificējies ar šo ķermeni, ka tas ir lūk mans ego prāta ķermenis, tad man liekas, ka kāds man izsako, bet kad, kas tad tas ir ķermenis?
In this, his comment was in this regard, when we identify ourselves with this body, then we have this feeling that somebody is watching me, but this body is not me.
That's an interesting point, yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting aspect. Yeah. And the question, what is this body?
Actually, this body is being watched by the demigods. They see everything that we're doing with these bodies. You cannot escape their scrutiny. There's many witnesses. Here in Riga, you may run a red light and the police may not catch you, you see. But the demigods are witnessing everything we do. We cannot escape. The law of karma is very stringent. We cannot escape any reaction for anything we do because everything we do is being observed by higher authorities within the universe.
Bet karmas likuma nav iespējams nekādā veidā apiet, un jebkura mūsu darbība tiek novērtēta.
But for one who is Krishna conscious, there is no problem. The demigods actually give him all facilities. Because they see that he's doing the service of Krishna. Just like when the ambulance driver runs a red light, the police escort him to the hospital. They don't write him a ticket, they escort him to the hospital. So, one who is doing Krishna's work, he's not under the law of karma.
Un tas, kas kalpo Krishnam, viņu neskar karmas likumu.
The higher authorities actually facilitate all of his activities.
Un augstākās autoritātes patiesībā visu to sankcionē.
Anything else?
Yeah. I just wanted in this connection to say, if one do believes, if one does believe that he can be alone, then how one understands how different processes happens in his body. And if he sees that, because he is not the doer, actually demigods provide, for instance, the ability to move the hand. So I'm constantly supervised by some other being.
Yeah, actually we're not really alone. Although if you want to think you're alone, you can think you're alone.
Tas mans vienkārši piebildes bija, ka mēs, protams, varam domāt, ka mēs esam vieni, bet tad ir jautājums, kādā veidā mēs saprotam, piemēram, kā dažādi procesi notiek mūsu ķermenī.
In other words, if one wants to be alone, one can be unconscious of those persons who are present. One can be unconscious of them.
Tas, ko viņš uzskata, vēlas, ka viņš ir viens, viņš vienkārši neapzinās tās citas dzīvās būtnes, kas piedalās visu to.
So it's actually virtual solitude, not factual solitude.
Un paties, sanāk, ka tā ir tāda virtuāla vientulība, nevis faktiska vientulība.
But if one wants that solitude, then one can get virtual solitude as much as one wants.
Bet ja kāds vēlas šo virtuālo vientulību, tad viņš to saņem.
But it's only virtual.
Bet tā ir tikai virtuāli.
It's not factual.
Tā nav faktiski.
The fact is we're being the higher authorities are in charge of everything that's happening to us.
Patiesība ir tāda, ka augstākas dzīvās būtnes ir visu laiku atbild par visu, kas notiek.
That we're not actually separated from them in any time.
Un mēs nevienu mirkli nevaram tapt atdalīt no tā.
Would you say it is like the owl, he's blind. Ah.
The owl closes his, the owl says, there is no sunlight.
Kā pūce, piemēram, saka, nav nekādas saules.
The owl philosopher says, there is no such thing as the sun.
Viņi saka, nav tādas lietas, pūce filozofija. Saule neeksistē.
But actually, the sun rises every day.
Kaut gan saule uzlēc katru dienu.
And when it comes, he closes his eyes very tightly.
Bet tad pūce, kad saule uzlēc, tad pūce aizstājas acis.
So the owl philosophers say there is no God.
Un pūcēm līdzīgie filozofi, vai upiem līdzīgie filozofi saka, nav Dieva.
Because they close their eyes to God.
Tāpēc, ka viņi aizver acis.
But actually God is present.
Bet kaut gan Dievs ir klātesošs.
Nedzabē.
Tas ir fakts.
Anything else? Yes?
Sorry, what? Спасибо большое, что приехали. Скажите, пожалуйста, дорогой Гурудев, как быть тем, кто пришли сюда, вот посетили это Намахату, но для тех, кто только начинает свой путь, это достаточно редко, два раза в год пребывание, когда вот, вы приезжаете сюда. Что делать? Какой следующий шаг предпринимать, чтобы ну, не как-то продвинуть себя хотя бы на 1%?
Tiem, kas atnākuši uz šo Namahātu, un, piemēram, tā, kuriem tā ir varbūt vienīgā iespēja, vai jā, kā viņi uzzina šīs zināšanas, divas reizes gadā, kad skolotājs atbrauc, tas ir ļoti maz. Kas būtu nākamais solis šādiem cilvēkiem jādara, lai viņi kaut vēl pa kādu procentu progresētu?
For those who have come to this Namahata, and who knows, for those who have learned about Krishna consciousness only from these Namahatas, and these Namahatas happen twice a year. Twice a year, it's not a big number. What would be the next step for them to increase at least another that bliss for another 1%?
Read Bhagavad Gita.
Lasiet Bhagavad Gita.
Study it very carefully.
Uzmanīgi studējiet to.
And they can also get on my e-course at www.backtohome.com.
Un arī var parakstīties uz manu e-kursu backtohome.com.
And I will personally answer their question.
Un es personiski atbildēšu uz šo cilvēku jautājumu.
Thank you. Man ir tāds jautājums, kā cilvēkam, kurš par savu dvēseli uzskata savu prātu, var paskaidrot, kas ir dvēseli?
Kā cilvēkam, kurš par savu dvēseli uzskata savu prātu, var paskaidrot, kas ir dvēseli?
If one thinks that his soul is his mind, how to explain to such a person what is the soul?
The soul is the conscious being that resides within the body.
Dvēsele ir apzinoša būtne, kas atrodas ķermenī.
If the soul is not present in the body doesn't feel anything.
Ja dvēsele neatrodas ķermenī, ķermenis neko nejūt.
You can kick a dead body and the body will not protest.
Jūs varat spārdīt mirušu ķermeni un tas neprotestēs.
So the soul is the life force within the body.
Dvēsele ir dzīvības spēks, kas atrodas ķermenī.
Now, if you want to go into the subtle aspects of the Vedic science, of Vedic psychology, the mind and the soul are different.
Prāts un dvēsele ir divas dažādas lietas.
The mind is one of three elements which constitute the subtle body.
Prāts ir viens no trim elementiem, kas veido smalko ķermeni.
There is the gross body composed of earth, water, fire, air, and ether.
Ir rupjais ķermenis, ko ir veidojis pieci pamatelementi.
Ēdens,
gaiss, uguns, ūdens un zeme.
And the subtle body composed of mind, intelligence, and false ego.
Un ir smalkais ķermenis, kuru veido saprāts, prāts un viltus ego.
The gross body is this stuff, this thing we see right here, you see.
Un rupjais ķermenis, tas ir šis te, ko mēs redzam.
The subtle body is the body of psychological action.
Un smalkais ķermenis, tas ir ķermenis, kas veido psiholoģiskas darbības.
When the gross body expires at death,
un kad tas rupjais ķermenis sabrūk līdz nāvei,
the soul is carried within the subtle body to another body according to one's thoughts at the time of death.
Tad dvēsele atrodoties smalkajā ķermenī, veic kustību pāriet kādā citā rupjajā ķermenī un iegūst šo rupjo ķermeni saskaņā ar tām domām, kas tā ir bijušas.
So the same subtle body goes from birth to birth to birth, although the gross body is given up.
Tātad smalkais ķermenis, dvēsele līdz ar smalko ķermeni pāriet no viena rupjā ķermeņa uz otru rupjo ķermeni, tad, kad rupjais ķermenis sabrūk.
Throughout one's entire sojourn, through millions of lifetimes, they keep the same subtle body of mind, intelligence, and false ego. That never changes.
Un šajā te ceļojumā, miljoniem dzīvi ceļojumā no viena uz otru ķermeni, smalkais ķermenis nemainās.
To become liberated from birth and death, you have to also get free of that subtle body.
Un lai iegūtu atbrīvi no dzimšanas un nāves, jums ir jāatbrīvojās arī no šī smalkā ķermeņa.
You have to realize your identity even beyond the mind and the intelligence and the false ego.
Jums ir jāspēj apiekt, ka jūsu patība ir ārpus šī, ārpus saprāta un viltus ego.
And that is not difficult.
Un tas nav grūti.
If one follows the teachings of Bhagavad Gita,
ja cilvēks sako Bhagavad Gītas mācībai,
he will realize I'm the eternal servant of Krishna.
Viņš apjēgs, ka es esmu mūžīgs Krišnas kalps.
I have nothing to do actually with the gross material body nor with the subtle material body.
Un man nav, manai patībai nav nekāda sakara ne ar rupjo ķermeni, ne ar smalko ķermeni.
How do you practically situate yourself on the soul platform beyond the mind and the body?
Un kā gan praktiski nonākt šajā te stāvoklī, kad jūs esat uz dvēseles līmenī ārpus rupjā un smalkā ķermeņa?
By chanting Hare Krishna.
Atkārtojot Hare Krishna.
So, what is it like to be on that platform?
Un kā gan tas ir, kad cilvēks nokļūst uz šādā līmenī?
Can you analyze it in a test tube?
Vai jūs to varat izanalizēt mēģinē?
It's not something a scientist can measure.
Tas nav nekas tāds, ko zinātnieki varētu izmērīt.
Unless he performs the experiment on himself.
Tik ilgi, ja vien ar vienu nosacījumu, ja vien šis zinātnieks neveic eksperimentu.
And then he will experience the transcendental consciousness beyond the mind and the body.
Un tad viņš piedzīvo šo pārpasaulīgo apziņu, kas ir ārpus ķermeņa un prāta.
It's not that a scientist can examine, you know, a whole room full of advanced devotees and figure out what is that consciousness. He cannot do it like that.
Nav iespējams, ka zinātnieki varētu notestēt telpā, ja telpā ir tīri dieva kalpi, un tad viņi varētu notestēt un saprast kādu, kuriem ir apziņa.
But if he will perform the experiment on himself by strictly following the guidelines in the laboratory manual,
bet ja viņš strikti veiks eksperimentu pats ar sevi un sekos norādījumiem, kas ir
then he will personally experience his identity beyond his mind and his body.
Tad viņš piedzīvos savu patību, kas ir ārpus ķermeņa un prāta.
So that's the answer.
Tāda ir atbilde.
Yes.
Does Krishna need our chanting?
Does Krishna need our chanting?
Does he need it?
Does he need it? Vai Krishna nepieciešam tas, ka mēs atkārtojam mantru?
Krishna doesn't need anything from us.
Krishna nekas nav mums nevajadzīgs.
He is called Atmaram, self-enjoyer.
Viņu sauc Atmaram, tas, kurš izbauda pats sevi.
We need to chant.
Mums ir nepieciešams skandēt.
Krishna has pure devotees. The gopis are chanting Hare Krishna also. Their kirtan is much better than ours.
Un gopīs, tātad ganu meitenes, kas nepārtraukt kopā ar Krišnu, viņas arī atkārto Hare
Krishna. Krishna is surrounded by loving devotees who are cooking for him and worshiping him much better than we are able to do.
Un Krišnam apkārt ir neskaitāms skaits kalpu, kas kalpo viņam daudz labāk nekā mēs.
It's not that Krishna is depressed because nobody is chanting Hare Krishna.
Nav tā, ka Krišna būtu depresīva, tad ir tā, ka neviens nekārto Hare Krishna.
He needs somebody to enliven him, you know, get him out of his morose mood.
Ka viņš ir tādā sadrūmušā noskaņojumā, vai kāds, kas viņu iepriecina.
No, Krishna is the reservoir of unlimited pleasure.
Krishna ir neierobežotas laimes rezervuārs.
Doesn't need our chanting.
Viņam nevajag mūsu.
But we need to chant.
Bet mums ir vajadzīgs.
When the doctor gives you a prescription.
Mums vajag, kad doktors ietild jums recepti zāles.
Does he need for you to take the prescription so that he will become healthy?
Tad vai viņam ir nepieciešams tas, lai jūs lietot tās zāles, lai viņš kļūtu vesels?
No, the doctor is already healthy. The medicine is not for his benefit, it's for your benefit.
Zāles ir jums par labu, nevis viņam par labu.
So, we chant Hare Krishna. Krishna doesn't need our chanting, we need the chanting. It's the medicine that cures us.
Hare Krishna, tā ir mantra, tās ir zāles, kas nepieciešams, lai mēs izārstētos, un tās nav vajadzīgas Krishna, bet mums.
Next question.
Nākamais jautājums. Vai tas būtu nepareizs apgalvojums, ka nekā cita, kā Krišnas apziņa jau nav?
Would it be wrong statement if one says that there is nothing except Krishna consciousness?
Yes, that's wrong. Because there's also Maya consciousness, forgetfulness of Krishna.
Jā, tas nav pareizi. Tas tomēr nav pareizi. Ir mājas apziņa, tas, ka mēs aizmirstam Krišnu.
To say there's only sunshine, that is not true.
Teikt, ka ir tikai saules gaisma, nav taisnība.
Because the clouds are also there, they cover the sun.
Tāpēc, ka ir arī mākoņi, kas aizklāja sauli.
So the covering cloud of Maya is there.
Un mājas pārklājošie mākoņi ir arī.
If there was only Krishna consciousness, we would all be Krishna conscious.
Ja būtu tikai Krišnas apziņa, tad mēs visi būtu Krišnas apziņā.
Because there are two energies, the spiritual energy and the material energy.
Bet ir divas enerģijas, garīgā un materiālā.
We have a choice.
Un mums ir izvēle.
Do we want to be in the sun or do we want to be under the cloud?
Mēs izvēle būt saulē vai būt mākoņā.
Now, if you will chant Hare Krishna, then you get come out of the cloud.
Jūs izēt ārpus, izēt ārā no mākoņa.
And if you don't chant Hare Krishna,
Krishna,
remain in the club. Someone has a choice. They want to be in the cloud or in the sunshine.
And the last sentence was, if you don't chant...
You don't chant Hare Krishna, you remain in the club.
Jūs nošķirāt Hare Krishna, tad jūs paliekat mākoņi, vai mākoņi ietekmē.
The question is, what this Maya consciousness then is consists of?
Huh?
What this Maya consciousness, what does it consist of?
It's being unconscious of Krishna.
Tā sastāv no Krišnas neapzināšanās.
You can either be conscious of Krishna or not conscious of Krishna.
Jūs varat vai apzināties Krišnu vai neapzināties.
Most people have never heard of him. They're not Krishna conscious.
Viņi nav Krišnas apziņas.
But you are conscious, you have some Krishna consciousness.
Bet jums ir nedaudz Krišnas apziņas.
You're conscious there is someone named Krishna.
Jūs apzināties, ka ir kāds.
So you have some degree of Krishna consciousness, but most people have never heard of them.
Un jums jau ir zināma Krishnas apziņa, bet liela daļa cilvēku nezin to vispār.
So the difference, you can be Krishna conscious or not Krishna conscious.
Ir atšķirība, varat būt Krishnas apziņā, varat nebūt.
It's not that everyone is Krishna conscious.
Nav tā, ka visi ir Krishnas apziņā.
Most people are not.
Lielākā daļa nav.
Bet vai tas nav tas pats stāsts par to virtuālo, ka visi jau ir tikai virtuāli izvēlās, nu, okay, tagad būt vieni paši.
Mm-hmm. But isn't that just another aspect of this virtual the consciousness, that actually everyone is in Krishna consciousness, but just choose not to be, as that solitude, you said, virtual solitude and actual solitude.
Actually, everyone is connected with Krishna.
Patiesībā katrs ir saistīts ar Krishna.
But Krishna says, I am the source of remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness.
Un Krishna saka, es esmu avots atmiņai,
remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness.
Zināšanām, atcerēšanās un tas, ka
the material energy is also Krishna's energy.
Materiāla enerģija arī ir Krishna's energija.
So everybody is connected with Krishna.
Everyone is.
Everyone is connected with Krishna.
Jebkas ir saistīts ar Krishna.
Directly or indirectly.
Tieši vai netieši.
They're either directly connected to the spiritual energy or indirectly connected through the material energy.
Tieši saistīts ar garīgo enerģiju vai netieši saistīts ar materiālo enerģiju.
Just like the Latvian government has two institutions.
Tā kā Latvijas valdībai divas iestādes ir.
They have the university and they have the prison.
Viņiem ir universitāte un ir cietums.
So you can be connected with the Latvian government by being a university student in the state university, or you can be connected by being a prisoner in the state prison.
Jūs varat veidot attiecības ar Latvijas valdību, iestājoties augstskolā kā students, vai arī nokļūstot cietumā un būt cietumnieks.
In either case, either as a student at the state university or a prisoner in the state prison, in either case you're connected with the Latvian government.
Un vai jūs esat valsts universitātē vai valsts cietumā, abos gadījumos jums ir saikne ar valsts Latvijas valdību.
Just like in Pennsylvania, they have Penn State and the state pen. So which one do you want to be connected with?
Izvēle ir jūsu.
That's your choice.
Jūs vēlaties būt kontaktā ar valdību.
Yeah.
Can we see chanting Maha Mantra as a type of sacrifice because we sacrifice our time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sacrifice means to make sacred.
Ziedojums nozīmē well make sacred bus.
So by chanting Hare Krishna you are sanctifying your consciousness.
Un caur šo te ziedojumu jūs attīrat svētat savu apziņu.
You're making your consciousness sanctified by chanting Hare Krishna.
Atkārtojot Hare Krishna jūs savu apziņu jā svētat.
You're making it sacred.
Padarāt to svēt.
Sacrifice.
It's a kind of yagya.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's called Sankirtan yagya. Yeah.
To sauc Sankirtan yagya.
Chanting the holy names. Yeah.
Atkārtot svēto vārdu.
Okay. Any other question?
Vēl jautājumi?
Okay.
Скажите, пожалуйста, есть такое выражение «душа болит». Вот когда мы у нас уходит какой-то близкий человек, то что-то болит. Ну, там какой-то есть подвох. В чем подвох, расскажите, пожалуйста, в чем иллюзия? Ведь болит-то не душа, наверное.
Когда мы всегда, мы сакам сердце сад. Тоже сердце болит. Но, да, душа болит. Кривиски, кривиски, двесел сад. Душа болит. В латвийском мы сакам сердце сад. Vai tad, kad aiziet kāds tūs cilvēks, mēs izjūtam noteikti kaut tādas ciešanas. Kas tas?
Yeah.
It is in Russian, let's say, when a close relative, for instance, passes away, in Russian there is saying, soul hurts.
Soul hurts?
Yeah, so in Latvian we say heart hurts. And but actually these feelings is it really the soul
of the departed one hurts or the soul of the ones who remain hurts?
Who remains the one who remains hurts. Yeah. And the question is
they are hurt because they think the person is the body. They don't understand the true transcendental nature of the self. That's why they're hurt.
Tas, kas sāp, tas, kas rada šīs ciešanas, ir tas, ka cilvēki nesaprot, viņi domā, ka cilvēks ir ķermenis, ka es esmu ķermenis.
Then what makes this suffering?
Ignorance.
But,
suffering is caused by ignorance. Yeah.
Tās ir ciešanas, ko tumsība rada.
For one who is enlightened with transcendental knowledge, suffering becomes non-existent.
Un tas, kas ir pārpasaulīgā stāvoklī, viņam nav tāda stāvokļa kā ciešanas.
Okay, I don't want to make this too long. You all may still feel like you're suffering.
Es negribu to izvērst pārāk garu, lai
I go on too long here.
Ka jūs nesāktu justies, ka jūs jau ciešat.
So I'll stop here.
To es arī šobrīd beigšu.
And we thank you so much for coming today.
Mēs ļoti, ļoti pasakāmies jums.
We thank you for your wonderful chanting.
Paldies par jūsu brīnišķīgo skandēšanu.
Wonderful hearing.
Par uzmanīgo klausīšanos.
Your wonderful questions.
Par brīnišķīgiem jautājumiem.
And we pray that you all may become Krishna conscious.
Mēs lūdzamies, lai jūs visi
fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness.
Krishnas apziņu un pilnībā gremdētos Krishnas
apziņā. Srila Prabhupāda ki jai.
His grace, Shriman Sankarshan Dasati Kari Maharaj. Ki jai.